Thanks for joining us. It's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
Hi everyone, it's Mike, your Astro Daddy. Hi Lisa.
Hi, Mike.
Guess what?
What?
It's the autumnal equinox today. It's September 22nd, 2024. It's Sunday.
I so love after a hot summer to know that the days are getting shorter and the nights are getting longer because there's less heat in a cooler night.
That's
So,
true. That is very true. This is Libra season. Today, the sun rolls into Libra. We are in Libra season, Lisa.
Happy Libra. Happy Libra to another Libra.
And to all my Libras out there, welcome to your time on in the sun.
Yes, you're
And this is about relationships. Libra is all about relating. It's an air sign, it's a cardinal sign. It kicks off autumn. It's the sign of the scales, right? It wants balance. It wants equality. It wants fairness. Librans are the diplomats of the zodiac, Lisa.
Well, as an Aries opposite you, between the two of us, we make two halves of the whole.
We make a great pair.
I don't believe that we have 12 signs. I believe we have six pairs. And I really do think that we express, strongly or in our shadow between those two pairs. And it's very much our card for the day is the Three of Wands, which is very much the communication. This back to the story we tell, but an inspired, intuitive, back to that high priestess, an inspired way of telling the story of you so that you can show up differently in relationships. And this card means that you crossed a vast sea and you're in the harbor. You may not be at the dock yet, but you can see it. So there's progress, and it's certainly one to give yourself pat on the back and some recognition for how far you've come, particularly this year. Yeah. What do we have on deck today for our celestial weather
You
forecast?
bet, Lise. Well, we're still feeling that Sun Pluto trine from yesterday, and that will flavor our morning and our early afternoon. But I will tell you that we're starting by lunchtime and into the afternoon, we're starting to feel the Venus square Pluto, and then we'll be feeling it pretty much for the rest of the day. And this can be, could be, it doesn't have to be, but it could be feelings of possessiveness, of jealousy, the love of power, passive aggressiveness. We got to be mindful of that.
Well, and that's our shadow. Guess what? We're passive aggressive when we don't know how to just ask for what we want and need. This Three of Wands says, at least now, when you catch yourself being passive aggressive or a little manipulative or unnecessarily defensive, it's an opportunity for you to have a different conversation with yourself, bring it back here, and engage in a way that you can ask for what you want and need, know that you deserve to ask for what you want and need, and they may or may not be able to meet it, but if you don't ask for it, your chances of getting it go down dramatically. This says once you know how to ask for what you want and need, you do have more of those needs met. You just have to stay open to who will meet them. And in some, circumstances, to some degree, you also need to be open to how they meet, how they answer it. So it's like, you don't want to micromanage, which is another way of dialing down receiving. That three, the communication. And guess what? If you start out making mistakes or you start out with the power plays, great. Admit it, take a do-over. It's like, can I have another pass on that, please? That wasn't my best effort. how much freedom is in that, right? Yeah.
The only thing I want to add. At 7:44 tonight, Venus rolls into Scorpio. So this is the goddess of beauty, Lisa, dressed up in leather.
Yep, you're going to take a dive into the deep, with Venus and Scorpio. So what we were just touching on as far as the passive aggressive manipulation, power play, Those are all just places and spaces where you aren't fully owning your actual power.
Yeah.
Trade in the unreal for the real. You're almost home. It opens up a world of possibilities. Unless there's something else in our forecast today, we can sign off knowing that they're well-dressed for whatever comes their way.
We'll sign off.
I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
And I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy. We'll see you next time.
Till tomorrow.